Don't nobody in their right mind do that. You've been taken over by a dog, canine spirit. You are a dog. Ask God to get it off of you. Time you hear that music, your pelvis start just, I done seen little girls 8 years old, that music come on the store, they start just hunching. Just being Walmart, just. I'm looking at a little girl like, little girl, you got a problem? You got to use the restroom or something? What's wrong with you? Right. Check their body, just start hunching. The music just make it come on them. It divined on them. Just start to hunch you. Can't stop. Get on a dance team in college and become a dog. You the, you know, the part of the Southern band. The dancing dollies coming into the stadium just. And get out there and hunch like a Great Dane dog on the field. I mean, why don't you do some ballet steps or something? What's wrong with you? That's the devil putting canine animal spirits in people. You ask them down in voodoo, down in Haiti, what kind of animal spirit they're going to put in people. They put bull spirits in people, snake spirits, dog spirits, all kinds of wolf spirits. They can get you messed up real bad. The animal soul can be placed into a human, and the appetites of the animal will be played out through the human. If you think Beyonce got a human spirit, you better think again. That's a dog spirit. Even the dance stuff they do, a human can't do that stuff. You ever seen a person dancing nowadays? That ain't a human. You think a human can do that? Yeah. All that crunking and all the other stuff they be doing? Yeah. All that hand be popped. You think, no, oh, man, how you doing that? Just joking, be mauling off back with moonwalking, and crunk, leg be going up and out. Okay, that's not a human, man. That's not a human, bro. That's not a human. That's an alien. That's an avatar. That's something from another world, another dimension. That's how Beyonce made a living, man. Out there hunching and twerking. Now she performing a thong. And I guarantee you she's going to be butt naked in a minute because they're not going to stop that she butt naked. The devil don't stop. You got to strip down butt naked. I've given you too much money, girl. I've paid for you. I bought you on the slave block. You're going to do what I tell you to do. Now you get your butt naked behind that, then you show everybody all what your mama gave you. Because you're in your mid-30s now, and all this little old nice girl stuff got to go away. Now she's performing in a thong. That thong get ready to go away. Why don't you offer a mover in a minute and make a strip down and have some old graphic sex scene. It's going to be the talk of the nation and the world. Have y'all seen Beyonce in that new movie? Just like they did Halle Berry? Yep. Monster Ball. I never seen it, but I'm telling you what people saying. They turned her inside out because that's the devil's last play in your life. When it's about through with you, he's going to expose you to the world just to gratify himself. The devil is dirty, man. He does dirty things to people. He took Michael Jackson and ripped him limb for limb before he discarded him. The boy was a dried up, skinny twig, looking like a skeleton. And he finally just offed him and killed him. But the boy had gave his life to the devil as a practitioner of Aleister Crowley's magic. He bought into it and gave the devil his soul. And the devil just takes your soul like a lemon, squeezes the juice out of it. Once he get a dried up hull, he throws the hull away. Whitney Houston's daughter, Elvis Presley. It goes on and on, on and on. Luther Vandross, homosexual, crooner. He squeezed the juice out of him and threw the hull away. Trying to tell you they die of cancer. That stuff be AIDS, man. You can see the AIDS eating somebody up. Drying up, turning into a twig, looking like olive oil standing there. Then they just throw him away. That's the devil at his best. He's a heartless, sinister killer. So all that twerking is nothing but the manifestation of the dog spirit that came through the oral sex. Now you see them acting like dogs. This is Sodom and Gomorrah in the flesh. It's everywhere. It's gonna begin to pervert and degrade till you're gonna see sex on the dance floor. You're gonna see naked people in public having sex on the beach, sex on the streets. it's going to be an animalistic Sodom and Gomorrah where they had open sex on the streets. Bring the angels out into the streets for us to sodomize them. These guys march butt naked in gay pride parades with their penises exposed and their behinds out, not caring who's there. We're going into a society that's going to be so far-fetched that nobody will believe it. That's why you got to get concrete poured in your soul right now by God to be able to stand in this and not flinch. Because you're going to be somewhere amazed and shocked. You better get over being shocked.
That's right.
Because we got a job to do in the midst of this depravity. We still got to do our job. What happens when these demons come in? You become tormented. You are tormented souls. Demons have entered. You've conjured up and divined up these spirits. And now you're tormented from the inside out. Mind, body, and soul. Feelings, emotions, desires. You're on all kinds of drugs now for depression, anxiety. All these things are just bothering you, bathing you. You got an attention deficit. You got ADD, ADHD. All these different names for all these psychological conditions. You got psychotropic drugs stacked up to the ceiling in your house trying to cope. Some kind of way to cope with the demons in you that are just driving you. All these passions and all these desires fomenting in your soul all day long. You went out there having sex with a woman, now you're a nymphomaniac and you can't turn the switch off. You started the call, now you can't cut the call. Craving sex 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Always hyped up and feeling like you got to have sex. Always at the height of stimulation sexually with no relief. Think about a woman walking around like that all day long. Been stimulated to the height of sex all day long. That's what she walk in. Just all that feeling on her. On the brink of an orgasm all day long. A nymphomaniac. A dog in heat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No relief. At work, got to go to the restroom and masturbate. Come home, got all kind of toys and gadgets and vibrators in every room in the house almost to get relief wherever she is. All day long, that's torment. You'll kill yourself behind that. But you turn the engine on and you can't turn it off because you didn't know a nymphomaniac demon was going to come in you. Demons are insatiable. Whatever those demons crave, that's all they crave. I only crave crack. I was building a house one time. Me and the guys up there building the house. Girl walked up to the construction site. Eight guys standing there. She said, for $2 each one of you, I give all y'all oral sex for $2 a piece. I gotta get me a hit. Looking for a hit on that crack pipe. Oral sex from a group of guys for $2 a piece on the streets. Drinking down semen from eight guys for a hit on a crack pipe. You can degrade to the level of something that nobody would ever believe you got like that. What happened to this girl? She was beautiful. Smoke crack and all your teeth fall out. Weighing 65 pounds soaking wet. Legs looking like bird sticks. Bird legs walking around. Skin and bone, hair falling out, skin covered with all kinds of sores and depravity. The devil can take you down.
Yes, he can.
Take you down, level you out to the ground.
Yes, he can.
And everybody want to play. I'm not here to play with anybody.
That's right.
I know what we're up against. That's why the people put on the brakes and don't come and get in this thing full force, because they know we got a metaphysical war. It's a metaphysical nightmare we're facing. This is a huge monolithic creature that rules over the world, and we got to face off with it. And God is saying, who is willing to go for me? Like he asked Isaiah, who can I send? Who will go for me? God will stand up with the person that will stand up on his side. How do you get a bunch of men intimidated by homosexual men? They got to have the homosexual inside these other guys. You intimidated by homosexual because you got them in you. There ain't no way. You don't stand against what you are. You participated in oral sex and the homosexual spirit got into you. And now you won't stand against the invasion of homosexuals. That's why you said, man up, let's go. Everybody saddle up, let's get to it. No, bro, you kind of hard, bro. Think you're talking kind of mean. I think you're angry, brethren. That's not the compassion of the Lord. I think you need to calm down. And I don't think that that abrasiveness in your voice is really aligning with the word of God. And I've been thinking, I think you need to get some pink slippers and a tutu and some thong drawers like I have. I have on some, see? I need to take a pipe and beat you upside. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what we got. Joker standing in church in some thong drawers and want to show them to you. See the strap? See? That's, I'll have you know that's the thong. And you about to throw up looking at this fool. I mean, how are we backing up from all this? Look at what's coming. Look at the tripe, the silliness is coming in, and everybody just backing up terrified. Well, I mean, show me somebody to be scared of in this.
Yes,
Hillary Clinton? You know, I mean, who are we backing up from? I don't even see it. Obama. You know, what are you running from him for? Who is everybody running from? What's in themselves. Because you can't see nothing physical to run from. See, it makes no sense. So you must be running from some internal image that has taken your mind over. You're running from a shadow. And the shadow's in you. It's not you don't want to confront them. You don't want to confront yourself. That's where it is. I've seen the enemy, and he is me. Is in me. I shave the devil's face every morning. Talking about I'm devil hunting. Well, you better start with, you better use that razor on your throat then, because you are the devil. You think about it. There's nobody logically you can think of that you'd be that afraid of down here on the physical plane. What are you running from? People say, well, people are afraid. Okay, what are you afraid of? What? Who? All these folks you cussed out in the world. All the folk you beat up. How are you getting scared now?
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to deal with what's in you. It's inner space. You're running from you. That sodomite spirit got into you from participating in all this filth. And now you don't want to confront what's in you. And you try to find a way to make everybody a pacifist and calm everybody down. See, I listened to that CD you gave me from Omega. But that guy seemed like he's so angry. You got the sodomite in you, bro. You're a sodomite. I'm angry at a sodomite. That's why you feel like I'm angry. See, there's no way. It's no way you're going to align things side by side and look at one or the other and think Joel Osteen is right and this is wrong. That's impossible. That's impossible. I ain't even got to. You can't believe Creflo Dollar is right and this is wrong. That's impossible. You can't believe Joyce Myers is right and this is wrong. Juanita Bynum is right and this is wrong. You say, you shouldn't be talking about your brothers and sisters in the Lord. I ain't mentioned my brothers and sisters in the Lord yet. See how they try to make everything the same? So nobody can do what? Stand against anything. Because anything you say about anything is judging people in the body of Christ. That ain't the body of Christ.
Amen.
You're appending attributes to the devil that belong only to God. You were deceived by it, and now you want everybody to accept it as being right. It's not right. It's the devil warmed over in church life trying to make you believe he's part of the church. So they've conjured up the devil. They're turned up, twerking, and tormented. And the last thing you become is tired. Now they're reaching the point of exhaustion. And now they're ripe for the picking. When you get to a tired soul that's wearied by sin, that has done it all, tried it all, went to all the parties, was the life of every party, told all the jokes, turned up all the liquor, smoked all the dope, had all the sex. Now you run out like a wet rag and you're tired. They're ripe for the picking right now. God will loose the devil on folk.
Yes.
Can you see what the Bible says? That the apostle turned them over to Satan.
That's right.
They learned not to blaspheme.
Amen.
God will loose the devil on you. Because the devil is the smithy that blows the coals.
Yeah.
You say, you want the devil? Okay, here. You can have all the devil. Go, devil, here. And you just sit back and watch it with the devil. As he rips you limb from limb. And somewhere along the journey, you might just cry out.
Yes.
You done had enough dudes to break your heart. You're through, you tired now? Every once in a while, God will speak to have somebody at the store line say, the Lord told me to tell you. He's still after you. And that's all they tell you. And just walk away, get in the car, and drive off. You're thinking like, I'm so tired. Everywhere I go. Go to work. Walk by that old lady's desk down on the third floor. Cindy, the Lord's still working on you. And she go back to working again. You thought, gone. Get so tired of this mess. Get on the elevator operator. Have you come to the Lord yet? He just like glue or something. He's like, I don't know what this is. Everywhere I go. Then you start getting paranoid. But see, the real tale is told late at night when you're trying to go to sleep in your own mind. See, late at night, when the lights are out, and right before you're about to go to sleep, when you become introspective, and you begin to examine yourself, and that thing begin to work on you. See, God is ingenious. He's able to, through a few words, to plant. Somebody else will come along and water. And then sooner or later, God will give the increase, and you'll be born again. See, you can't hit everybody everything all at once, because they can't take it. So they have a few words here and there, a few words in season here and there sprinkled on you. And it'll germinate because his word won't return unto him void. It's real and it's happening right now. How is this all in? Let's wrap it up right here in Revelation. It's coming to a head and it's coming to an end. You better know that. Remember now, it's all about the Lord being from you before your body. If you turn your body back over to him, he'll take control and you'll have peace. But a kidnapped body, you took the body that was ordained for the Lord to use and you trying to use it. That's the sin. I'm using God's body to sin with and I'm being judged because of it. Give the man back his property. He says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, don't turn there, we'll look at Revelation. But 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So if you take the temple of God, the house of God, and use it to defile the temple by sinning, he's going to destroy you. So that's evident. You better give him back his body. You've got a kidnapped body you're using to enjoy your sinful pleasures, and it's going to cost you. Revelation 21. This is the wrap up of the age. Revelation 21, verse 7. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, be careful about telling the lie, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You want the promises of God? That's a promise. If you fit into any one of those categories, he says you'll have your place in a lake of fire. This is why we warn Catholics about praying to Mary. Idolaters are included in the list. He promises you, as you stand there praying to Mary, that you'll have your part in a lake of fire. And you want to laugh at it and blow it off. It ain't funny. Because he's not going to change one parameter of his word for anybody. That's why we warn the righteous and we warn the wicked. Don't play with people's lives, man. This is serious business. Revelation 22:14. We'll wrap it right here at the end of the Bible. Blessed are they, verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments. Now look at that now, you lordship salvation guy. You got to do the commandments, not just talk about faith in Jesus. You got to do what Jesus says to be a believer. You don't obey his commandments, you don't even love him. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For outside of the gates of the city are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever does what?
Loves
and makes a lie. You better watch little words you say to folk, and it's a lie.
That's right.
And then try to back it up with, I was just kidding. You're going to kid yourself into the pit.
That's right.
A joke can cost you, because you'll be judged by every idle word that proceeds out of your mouth. You won't talk that much when you get saved, because everything you say will be brought into judgment. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't talk about grace outside of Christ. It's the grace of Christ. The grace of Christ be with you. The favor of God, the grace is found in Christ. Outside of him, there is no grace. So when people try to throw around grace, you better understand that you get grace as you abide in Christ. It's the favor given to Jesus, and we receive grace as a member of his body, an appendage on him. Outside of that, there is no grace. You got a world turned up on the dance floor, twerking it away, tormented by the demons they let in from being turned up, and now they're tired, they're exhausted. But guess what? They're going to church trying to find comfort, and they don't find any there. God has got to get us on the streets. We got to be in the flow of life to see these folk that really need help. You got to be willing to open your mouth and speak a word in season. You got to pray and fast yourself into a way where you are responsive to the Holy Ghost, where you know where you are and who you are and where you are and what you're dealing with. He's going to tell you who to say what to and how to say it and how to approach them. That's the leading out of the Holy Ghost to save souls. But you got to be available. God doesn't need ability. He needs availability. I got to get myself in a position whereby wherever I'm at, he can use me. I don't want to hear about God doing something. I want to be in the move. I want to be the one that's being used to do it. That's the joy of your salvation. Did you not know when you begin to save people, it will refurbish you and regenerate you? That's how you get the turbine to spin. When you see people born again out of your loins, out of your mouth, God using you to cast out devils, heal the sick, freely receive and freely give. Now you get in it. That's why the church is so dead, because the members are not in it. They just come to watch things. You got to get in this thing, man, to get this thing alive in you. I want to know that the sap is running through this tree. I want to see some fruit hanging on these limbs. I want to see some folk changed and saved through me. You got to get in it like that. I don't understand people being dormant and sitting back. And what is this? What has happened to the human mind? Why is everybody so cavalier and just so que-sera-sera? God knows my heart. And this is crazy. And the devil does everything with urgency, with fervency. The devil's running hot. You go through a devil concert, man, they loud and jumping and swinging off chandeliers and yelling and running. And church folk just dead and dormant. And, hey. Hey, y'all. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm saved and everything, you know. Yeah, I've been saved for 25 years. I've been in the way for, and that's your problem, you've been in the way for 25 years. You've been in the way for 20, why don't you get out the way? How long you been that way? I've been in the way for 20, you've been in the way for 25 years. Oh, go on, man, get out the way. Why are we running from these weak-kneed lymphs, this uncircumcised Philistine? Why is everybody running from him? Because you didn't spend time with the Lord. You didn't get the upward view. You got the outward view. You see circumstances around you. Everything looks invincible down here. You look at the devil's kingdom. We can't win this, y'all. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. It's just too many of them. They're too strong. Ain't no way I get the church defeated. I mean, this is the end of the world. We might as well just fold up the tents and go on home. And we can't win. That's just, they're everywhere. I mean, the devil got them just taken over. And ain't no way. No, man. You got the outward look. You need the upward look. Yes. And you wade into this, man, knowing I'm able. Because God is able.
That's right.
I got power at my disposal. This devil won't have to back off of me. Because I'm coming through here heavy. And I'm saving everything in sight. But you got to get this thing deeply embedded in your soul. And that only happens through prayer and fasting. It's one thing to have that word in you. But you got to trigger that word and make it spark and bring a fire up on it. See, word comes in as the tools to use to stoke the fire pit. But you got to drop a match on that.
Amen, that's right.
See, so you got word stocked up in you and stored up in you. But it ain't on fire.
That's right.
Fasting and prayer is the striking of a match and throwing off in that wood. And go, whoosh.
Glory.
He makes his ministers flames of fire.
Amen.
He got to set you on fire. See, the fire is gone now. That's what's wrong with church, folk. That's what's wrong with church in general. We've concentrated so much on the Illuminati. And the Rockefellers, and we're looking over here at hip hop, the truth about hip, all that junk right there, it put the fire out. Meditating on the devil's kingdom and examining it, just till you're sick of looking at it, and it put the fire out. You know too much in your head, and you ain't got a fire burning in your soul and your heart. I know a bunch. I'm top heavy, but I don't have the inspiration and the fire,
right,
man.
That's right.
I know stuff. But I ain't got that fire generating. I got to get that fire back again.
Yes, Lord.
You got to bring back the joy of my salvation. You told Timothy, man, stir up the gifts within you. What he was really saying is fan the flames. They're going out, man. You got to stir yourself back up. You have got to stir yourself back up. Yes. Nobody can stir you up.
That's right.
It takes sanctification, separation, fasting and prayer, getting before the Lord. The Lord can blow on that those smoldering coals and make them do whoosh. You can take flames, go out in your grill. All you need is some air. Get some air on these coals, man. They ain't out yet. You can get them to billow again. I got one more leg of lamb I got to cook. I got to get these coals hot again. That's what you got to get. The world is not a lost cause. All they need is a saint that has been sanctified and saying, you know what? If it's just me by myself, I'm going into this thing for me. I want my lot. I want my part of the deal. I don't know who else is going. You'll meet up with folks on the trail that are going too, but you can't look around based on your move on other folk. You got to make this thing for you. He says to make your calling and your election sure. That's the only election and calling you're responsible for. Man, I'm talking about for real. A bunch of folks turned up, twerking, lost as a ball in high weeds, but they're tormented and they're tired. But who can get to them with a word in season to set them free? Who can approach them with some real power? I'm talking about power. When you deal with somebody that got power, it's tangible. You can feel it ebbing out of them. I mean, when you walk up on somebody that's got power for real and you're a sinner, you can feel that. It's like you can feel those arms that they scare them half to death. When they try to run, hold it, and they'll freeze. Don't you leave. Sit right here. They'll do exactly what you tell them.
Yep.
They won't even know why. Because when the Holy Ghost got a hold of you, things begin to happen.
Yes.
Supernatural things begin to happen. Why would you want to live in salvation all these years and never see God do anything through you? Get rid of all this junk. See this old leftover junk from church. I'm trying to get ordained. I need to be ordained before I need my ordination papers. Look, man, we don't need that junk. I'm going to go to seminary and get my degree. We don't need that garbage. Official, but didn't have no degree. What you need is to spend time with the Lord and get some power. Power. We are power brokers. Folk write me and text me and call me talking about you should be talking about power, but we should be seeking the Lord to love the Lord. Well, you go love the Lord, bro. I'm seeking for some power. Because you're not going to stop the devil outside of having power over the devil. You need power. And that's what we're after here, man. You got a goal in mind. You want a vessel fit for the master to use to be ordained with power to overcome the devil. A lost world, man. We're responsible for every one of them. You got to walk out of the day knowing I got 7.4 billion people is my responsibility on me by myself. I got 7.4 billion people that I got to save. That's how you got to look at life. As I walk through the lobby, that person there, person behind the desk, person that brings your car around, person at the McDonald's down the street. You're looking everywhere you go for an open door to bring a word in season to save somebody. Somebody walking around looking kind of, what's wrong with you? Man, I lost my house and my husband done left me. That's an open door.
Yes.
You can pick, look at what's on people.
Yes.
Just talk to them casually. People will spill their guts to you now.
Yep.
Folk talk to you like they've been knowing you for 30 years, just met you. Because
yes.
They're under duress. Yes. They're under pressure.
Yeah.
But when you all into yourself, see, you always come to church trying to get a word. Won't you be a word? God is reciprocal. He'll solve your problem and do for you if you do for somebody else. Give and it shall be given. Good measure, shaken together, pressed together. Men will give into your bosom because you give out.
Amen.
You want love? Give it. You want peace? Give it. It's all about reciprocity. God reciprocates based on what you give out. We got too much word, man, stacked up and stocked up in folk, and these folk dying on the vine. He says the fields are white for harvest, man. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest. If you would stand to your feet, please. Man, we got to get this leftover residue from church expunged from people's minds. We got so many false images from stinking church that it's enough to make a dog vomit. Trained to go to church, sit up listening to messages, and sit there, leave like I've been to a concert and go home. Why would you go to college, trained to be a nurse, and never practice the nurse art you just got privy to? How you gonna go to church all this time and never put into practice what you've been taught? Why would you learn about all these things that God says you have, the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit, the power of God, the anointing of God, and all you do is sit and listen to somebody all day long, trying to get a word, waiting for somebody to prophesy over you, and all that old dumb junk? Get this dumb junk off of you by way of live stream. Dump the dumb. Get rid of this dumb church junk. And ask God to make you a vessel fit for him to use. And wait until the battle.
Yes.
Real ministry in any given environment is not trying to hold you back and put you under them as your covering. They're trying to tell you, look, grow up, get up, and get on with the mission. You don't see nobody holding Stephen the back or Philip the evangelist. These boys on Main Street. And nobody said a word to them. You don't see any apostle saying, now look, Stephen, you have no business out here. Has anybody authorized you? I'm going to tell Pastor Johnson on you. Now you got no business out here, Stephen, saying this stuff. Does Paul know you're out? Does Peter know you're out here? Have you talked to John? Sit your butt down in Antioch until you're called upon. Do you understand me, boy? You don't hear him saying none of that? These boys were rolling through the city, saving everything in sight. Philip bringing great joy to the city. And everybody had signs and wonders following them. If signs and wonders don't follow you, you know why they don't? Because you don't go nowhere. They follow you. How are they going to follow somebody that's standing still? You get out here in this thing, watch God show up and show out. Something's going to jump off you. You put yourself out there in the battle and see won't God show up to confirm I'm with you. But if you sit still and do nothing, why is he going to do something with you sitting around looking? You got to put yourself out here in this thing to be used, man. You got to stir up things. You got to be around. He'll activate when he knows you mean business. I'm dead serious about this, God. I'm not looking for Pastor Price and none of these other jokers to go do nothing. I'll do it myself.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You save a person down the street where you live. You drag their butts to your house, run a tub of bath water, throw them up in the bath water and baptize them, pour their wet butts up and say, hey, receive the Holy Ghost and slap some oil on their head. And have them electrified up there in your bathroom. Yeah. So go to receive the Holy Ghost. Either you saved the crazy.
Right.
But ain't nothing going to happen if you do nothing.
That's right.
Save them downstairs. Throw them up in the tub upstairs. Are we having a baptismal service?
Yes, we are.
At the conference this year, are you going to be baptizing? You waiting for a conference to be baptized? Do you have a tub at your house? Is there a creek out back? Do you have a neighborhood pool? You see what I'm saying? Brainwashed. You waiting for a baptismal certificate from the baptismal service to come in the mail. This is crazy. Philip the evangelist, the Ethiopian eunuch. What prevents me from being baptized? Hey, you see that lake over there? Come on, boy. Come on down here to the lake. They ain't even have bathtubs. You got a bathtub at your house. Why did this never cross anybody's mind? Are we just brainwashed that we can't understand there's a bathtub upstairs in my house? There's a pool in my neighborhood. There's a pool at the rec center. We could be saving, baptizing, and getting people filled with the Holy Ghost on the run.
Yes.
And we waiting on the church service, an altar call. Probably 99% of altar calls don't even work. The people just felt pressured to come up front at the church. That's all they did. Folk get saved in the raw. They get saved, man, in real life. They get saved in real time, interacting with people, relationships, hanging around, talking to folk for real, man. Seeing a person break down crying in your backyard at the barbecue, breaking down on the job, crying like a baby. That's where you reach folk. You break folk in half out there in the real world. That's what folk really get saved. You got saved by yourself in your bathroom somewhere, in your bedroom crying, driving down the street crying, somewhere broke down and broken before the Lord. You didn't need nobody to do all this stuff to you in no formalized church service.
That's right.
Somebody led you to the Lord somewhere that nobody, I was in the desert, in a tent, in the army. I got saved over in Kuwait. A firefight was breaking out. Man, I came back to the tent. I was broken all down. The guy, he was a Christian, started talking to me. I broke down and gave my life to the Lord in Kuwait in a tent. No, that ain't valid, brother. You went to no church service, brother. That don't count. Folk get saved all kinds of ways. And here we are locked up in some old stupid formal church mess, unable to move out and do the job. Man, abstract your mind, broaden your mind, let God use your mind. God is an abstract God. God don't have any boxed up hindrances and jail cells in his mind. God is on the move, shaking and doing all kinds of stuff while we're trying to put him in this little bitty prism where God, you know. God is a multifaceted thinker like a diamond. Did you know that? There are many facets to God's mind. You say, what kind of music does God like? He like a whole lot of different kind of music. Well, this is a God only listen to country and western. No, God's a multifaceted God. You don't know what all God likes. Because God just don't have like one like and one thing he is always wrapped up in. He's got a broad, abstract mind. You think God can talk hood to somebody?
Yeah. Yes.
See, if you only understand hood, he'll talk hood to you.
Yes. That's right.
For real, you really? Yeah. He's going to meet you where?
Right
where you are. You got to broaden your mind to deal with God. Because he's going to come away that you think not if you don't. I'm always listening to folk talking. I don't care who it is. They're going to get somebody crazy talking to me. If some God in that, what he just said now. Now about 90% was crazy, but that last 10% made some sense. I'm going to take that part and run with that part. You see, that's what you got to do. I glean what I can from whatever I can. Even crazy folk would say a few good things that here and there you could use. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
This thing is more than a notion, man. We got to broaden our minds to deal with God because God is a big God.
Yes.
God, we thank you for this time of sharing. God, right now we pray as we go forward from this place today that we have a change of mind and heart. There's enough folks here in this room to turn this city upside down.
Amen.
I mean, they turned the city upside down with a couple of guys going to Athens, and Athens is experiencing riots with two apostles walking down the street. God, what has happened to the church? We're down here focused on self so deeply in the world that we're missing a great opportunity and forsaking such a great salvation. It's time to get a new breed of Christian brought forward that are going to do exploits. I'm praying right now, God, that you raise up a new breed of Christian. Somebody that can see the unseeable, who can endure as seeing him who is invisible, God, and walk in the spirit, not fulfilling any of the lust of the flesh. It's time to overcome the devil, the world, and our nasty flesh so that you can come to preeminence and save these people. The most important thing in life is that a person be saved.
Yes.
There's nothing else that matters, really. Everybody down here is dying. Everybody needs to be saved. If we will commit our lives to saving souls, we'll be right in the will of God at all times. Because you're always seeking to save that which was lost. You're always searching for a soul seeking salvation. God's primary mindset is save as many as we can. Reach them, teach them, bring them up to a higher life. In
Jesus' name.
God, release people from things that are bound them their whole lives. In
Jesus' name.
Right now I take authority over every hindrance, every mindset, every delusional teaching, every religious spirit, every limitation, every word spoken that is debilitating, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, every imagination that's trying to undermine people, bad doctrine that has caused people to faint in a time of trouble, doctrine that has misdirected people.
Yes,
well, they've gone off the rails seeking for something that's not even God.
Jesus.
We need an intervention, God, that comes from heaven.
Yes, Jesus.
We need you to come down here like you stopped by Abraham's tent on your way to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes,
stop by some houses.
Yes,
stop by some bedrooms.
Yes, Lord.
Stop by some moving vehicles on the highway. Stop by a shower stall as they're taking a shower. Stop by wherever you need to stop by. And wake up that spirit man. Shake up the spirit man. Stir up the spirit man. This thing ain't been sitting dormant too long.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stir up the spirit, man. Man, come on. All this investment made into your life in the name of Jesus. Man, there's thousands of people to be saved. Man, broaden your aspect. Save some white people. Save some black people. Save some Hispanic people. Save some Oriental people. Man, save some folk in your neighborhood. Man, there's a Bible study going on in my house. Man, I'm getting ready to save somebody. Look, somebody up here get saved in the name of Jesus. Stir up in the name of Jesus. Stir this thing up. The gift that was given unto you by laying on of hands in the presbytery. Remember where he picked you up from. Remember where he brought you from. My God, once you look back, you mean to tell me you owe him nothing? You mean to tell me you want to sit here and let these people perish? Man, you owe God. You owe God. You owe him. Stir up. Stir up. Stir up. Stir up that old pathway. Stir up that old fire. Hours of prayer. Hours of fasting. Man, I'm sitting in my room by myself. All by myself. Didn't have nothing. Didn't have nobody. I didn't have nobody but the Lord. What about those days? We done forgot a lot of things in this thing, man. A lot of things. Been a lot of things forgotten in this journey. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord takes me up. I forget about those things. I forget about those things. God, stir up in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about some kind of divine fable. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. Wake her up. Shake her up. Bring her up. In Jesus' name. We need these young people. We need power to stand against all the power of the devil. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. In Jesus' name, he's a liar. We want to see her do exploits. Nothing holding her back. Not beholden to anybody. Man, I serve a true and living God. I'm ready to move into a higher height and do deeper things with God. God, stir him up in the name of Jesus. It's too many people to reach. Too many people to be born again. Too many people to be saved in the name of Jesus. I pray for a heavy anointing to come out of a deep consecration in his life. Forgetting those things behind. Pressing on toward a mark. Toward a higher calling in Christ Jesus. God, I got to leave to live. I got to leave some things behind in order for me to live. Forget the past. I'm looking to the future in Jesus' name. I got to leave in order to live. I want to live. We are commanded to live. All those old dead works, dead people, religion draped all over folks. Break the shackles off of these folks' lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We got to leave to live. It's time, man, to move on to another place. What is everybody afraid of? Shadows, images, false conceptions and perceptions about people. Your boss is just a guy. The president is just another guy. The congressman is a guy. The congresswoman is just a woman. The senator is just another Joe Blow. What's an actor, an actress, a news anchor, the Pope? Who cares? These are just folks, man. Look at how crazy this is. I'm afraid to talk to them. Man, be willing to tell folks anything you big enough to say. Folks try to tell you, be careful. Don't. Look, get out your hand off of me and get out of my way. Walk around scared of your own shadow. What's going on down here? We serve the true and living God and afraid of everybody. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Bible says we should not fear what man shall do unto us.
That's right.
We are the celestial beings coming from the throne room of the true and living God. We should be bold as lions, the Bible says. Boldness, man, is the earmark of a saint. Other folks aren't going to talk to the boss, but I'll go in. What are you afraid of? That thing is on the inside. A make-believe person that sees yourself as an ant.
That's
and small.
Right. That's right.
And the boys visiting the promised land said, because we saw ourselves as ants.
Right.
Therefore, we were as ants to the giants. Because of the self-perception we had about ourselves. Black folks been cursed for generations with a bad self-perception about what they can't do. The ones that break out become doctors and lawyers and physicists, and they do whatever they want to do because they don't have that self-perception about I can't or I'm nobody. That civil rights trash, I'm so tired of hearing that trash, still marching, singing, we shall overcome. When the Bible says we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What am I singing that for when I'm already an overcomer? That's crazy.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We shall overcome one day when every verse of the song you curse yourself.
Yes.
Because you say you haven't overcome.
That's right.
And you accept the depressed, low life state you're in that somebody gave you. So you're still looking to overcome futuristically and saying, God, I overcame on the cross.
Yes.
And I receive every blessing and every part of my inheritance.
Right.
I'm not black, white, purple, green, or yellow.
Yes.
I'm a son of God.
Yes.
Therefore, I have a right to my inheritance.
Right.
Salvation is given to you by way of inheritance.
Yes.
As a manifested son.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't be a part of a people group. Don't be a part of an ethnic group or a racial group. Man, you better become a heavenly citizen to get the benefits that belong to your father. And he has everything at his disposal. God has a lot of varied names because he can become anything you want him to be. Anything you want him to be. This thing here has limited people so badly in church, sitting up in a pew, coming to hear somebody talk all day long. And they limit their inheritance because they won't do what's necessary to get it. You got to fight your own war to get your inheritance. You can't come and listen to another person talk to you and get what's yours.
That's right.
You got to fight for yours.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb knew it. Joshua knew it. And bless God, I knew it.
Yes.
You better fight.
Right.
Fight.
Man.
For what's yours. Ain't no handout. This ain't welfare. God don't run the welfare office.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Shonda might be at the welfare office, but you won't find God there. He might be in her there, but he ain't going to find him sitting up in there. Talking about, can I see the Lord? I need my food stamps. God ain't doling out no food stamps.
You're right.
I mean, for real, man, at some point,
right. This
is crazy. These folk running with everything they can to try to find some activity to put out this soulish problem they got, this heaviness in their soul. They turned up, they twerking the night away while being tormented on that dance floor. They are tormented as they're twerking.
That's right.
They took the dope and drunk the liquor because they're so tormented. And then they're dancing, trying to dance the night away, trying to forget all their problems. They're twerking like a dog and acting wild with all these problems bathing their soul. They got three kids back in the house with no father, about to be put out of their apartment. Car being taken back from them, just lost their job, and they at the club twerking the night away. drinking liquor and smoking dope, trying to forget all the things plaguing them. Just like you and I did. Remember you out there now. You were out there trying to forget all of your woes. Broken hearted. Your boyfriend just left you. Now you out there trying to turn up and party the night away with your heart handed to you in your hand. You were broken hearted, hurting like a dog on the dance floor. And you told, they told you, don't let them see you cry. Don't let him see it. Don't let him see it. Don't let him see it. If you see him tonight, don't let him see you cry. You walk past him like he don't matter to you at all. And your heart just aching inside. He walked in with another girl and your heart just aching. And you got to put on your best face, your game face, and pretend like, this don't bother me. You ask people, you say, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with me talking big to you. Heart broken.
Right.
But see, the saint of God can cut through all that veneer.
Hallelujah.
Because we speak right to the spirit and the heart of a man. Girl, you talking about you're not hurting. I know you're hurting bad. But let me tell you something. The Lord is trying to call you in. You're going through these heartaches because the Lord is after you. Now he sent me to you. See, I said that with confidence when I talk to folks. The Lord sent me to you.
Amen.
How do you know? Because I'm standing here. Anywhere I go, the Lord sent me.
Amen.
So you know you're not telling a lie.
It's
time, man, to come through this thing with some boldness and confidence to save these folks before he burns this place up. And buddy, according to the Bible, it's scheduled to be burned. So we better do what we do quickly before this thing is over. Father, we thank you for this time. God, we ask you to bless everyone that heard this today. Bless those by live stream. Bless those who were here by MP3. Quicken these words to their hearts and bring them alive in the power of the Spirit to do these last end time words. We'll give you the praise and glory, and God, we'll give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's going to wrap it up for today. Remember, it's time to take it out of the seat to the streets. It's time to do the job. Remember the prayer line every night, 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Remember, Dunamis Tabernacle, support it. Go to the website, give, omegaministry.org. Click on support, then donate. Remember the Man Up Conference. And remember to stay in prayer all day, all night for what's about to come. Stay away from all the craziness in this world. Stay away from the devil's mess. And for God's sake, whatever you do, stay out of the devil's matrix. See you back here next week. Have a good week.